The Vermont legislature is calling the bill end-of-life choices. Proponents call it death with dignity. Opponents, physician-assisted suicide. Legislative committees have scheduled a week of testimony on the issue. Tuesday evening, the public weighed in during a two-hour hearing at the State House that was webcast via Vermont Public Radio. Senator Claire Ayer laid out the guidelines for those who wished to speak.
This is a joint hearing of Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Health and Welfare Committee on the Death with Dignity Bill. We're scheduling you each for 2 minutes apiece of testimony. We'll go pro-con as we testify to sort of balance the evening.
Opponents and proponents told lawmakers personal stories of how a law could impact families and individuals, and several themes emerged.
Good evening. My name is Melinda Moulton, and I live in Huntington. Do we as a people really have the right to deny another human being the legal means to end their life if they so choose? This bill gives us the right to make a most personal and profound decision whether to live or die during the last 6 months of a terminal illness.
I am Lynn Caulfield. I am a registered nurse. I am from Dummerston, Vermont. It is a sad day in Vermont when our lawmakers are asking healthcare professionals to help human beings to die rather than extending compassionate and respectful care to ease pain and suffering. To expect a doctor to prescribe a lethal dose of barbiturates is the ultimate violation of ethics and conscience.
I'm Dick Walters from Shelburne. Oregon has had the Death with Dignity law in place for 15 years. During this period, Oregon developed as a leader in palliative care and in hospice use. When it is passed in Vermont, the whole continuum of end-of-life care will improve.
Good evening. My name is Erica Rail. I'm from Barre, Vermont. I have a rare genetic condition. For me, getting a terminal diagnosis is as easy as getting a bottle of milk. How many other people are getting wrong diagnoses here? If this bill passes, how many more mistakes are going to be made?
My name is Mary Van Bleck, and I'm here to express my support for the Death with Dignity bill. In Oregon, medical practitioners who help terminally ill people are extremely careful in judging each case. And those who are ill must be the ones who ask, and they must be in control to the end. So there's little danger of this practice being abused.
This legislation will make physicians killers and nurses, social workers, pharmacists, and other healthcare workers accomplices. My name is Robert Orlick. I'm a pharmacist from Randolph, Vermont, and I will not be such an accomplice.
Good evening. I'm Bob Ulrich. I live in Shalott. Many people have testified that a terminal diagnosis leads people to kill themselves quickly. The Death with Dignity experience shows counter to that, that those people fight on to live as long as they can enjoy life and only give up when there is no hope left.
I'm Edward Chase from Westford, Vermont. We've never considered it acceptable to take human life, and now we're considering that taking human life may be acceptable under certain circumstances. As with any legislation you pass, there will be abuses you'll not be able to control.
The committees are hearing from medical ethicists, representatives from Oregon, where a Death with Dignity law is in effect, and members of the medical profession through Friday. Audio from the live stream of the hearing from the Vermont State House is courtesy of Vermont Public Radio. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.